I was putting a video on in the background. Well, in case YouTube bore me, basically.
Well, you've got to concentrate, mate. Like, I concentrate.
I have a video on all the time. That's always why concentrate. You ramble
on, like, about, like, later on today, you're going to explain something that I could explain in one sentence, and you're going to take three paragraphs.
Do you have ADD where you just, like, have to have something going on?
He's got something, I can tell you that. What's your response?
I was trying to think of an acronym that to say that I have got.
Yeah,
but I can't think of anything.
A commercial came on and he forgot what he was
going
to say.
I could say something on PC what you have. I'm not going to though.
That's very kind of you, Vern.
That's just like it's the same as actually saying it. Though,
no, because no one knows actually what I was going to say, do they?
Well, it's implied that you're going to say something mean to him, so he gets the intent.
Yeah.
He's always going to say something mean to me. He never said anything nice to me, Josh.
Oh,
here
we go. Oh, my God.
What I was going to say was, have you heard the big news that we're going to be discussing today on the podcast?
Who, me?
Yeah.
The news we just talked about right before we hit record.
Nah, the biggest news of the year.
About disc golf.
I think I know where he's going and he can shut up.
Cricket.
Oh, England won something.
No, Bowen's cricket.
Oh, shit.
He finally scored a run.
He did.
Yeah.
It was a solitary run.
You broke the curse.
I'm a bowler now. I'm a bowler.
He's a bowler. Is that just because you can't bat?
No, it's because right.
It's not necessarily because you're a brilliant bowler. It's just that you can't bat. So you're basically saying...
Right. I've only just come back to cricket after 10 years away. Now, I picked up the bowling quite easily. And in the nets, I look like a really good batsman. Like, I've got all the shots. But getting out... We've discussed this. Getting out onto the wicket... I struggle mentally a little bit. I get a little bit of mental block when I'm batting. Now, I'm not worried about it because I came right back into it right at the end of the season. I'll work on it over the winter and I'll be fine again. It's just a little bit of technique issue that I've got to figure out and mental block and then I'll be all right. So,
I mean, if you haven't played in a while... Yeah, it'll probably just come back. You're probably just nervous.
Exactly, I am. I'm massively nervous.
Yeah.
I personally think, though, Josh, that I could go in and probably bat and score a few runs.
Duffy.
Just like that. I mean, that's my opinion. I think if you give me 3 months, I could become a professional cricketer.
Come to Nets with me and Browning. You know who Browning is. Come to Nets with us. It's over your way. It's over in Tipton. Come one evening.
That's not my way.
Is there like a place to go, like batting cages for baseball, yeah, where they do that for cricket, but like for fun?
Well, there's a place called... we go and hire a lane at a place, and we get a bowling machine set up for us. But like, there's a place called Sixes where it's got a bowling machine, and you've got to hit the ball into different... like targets. I don't know what you compare it to. Bounce in Shoreditch.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. Like you have drinks and you play. You hit the ball, like at
that's,
targets.
That's what I want.
So Sixes. There's one of them in London somewhere. There's one in Birmingham.
Yeah, I've actually seen it.
I think you'd probably enjoy it.
You could be a cricketer, Josh.
I know I could. I've got skills. I've played a lot of ball, and I played outfield, so I was always like diving, catching, and
yeah.
Come and play, Jack. Yeah, right.
I want to play.
You too. Come and play, like Duffy. Tipton's.
It's a bit of a long way for Josh to have a practice in a batting cage.
Tipton's what? 15, 20 minutes from you.
35.
No way.
It is.
Mate, you are in the Black Country. Tipton's in the Black Country. You are in the black country. Kidderminster's definitely in the black country. Yes, it is. Has it got a DY postcode?
Why is it?
It's got a DY postcode.
Why is it black country? What's that about?
Queen Victoria arrived on a train like back in the 1800s. And the smog and the fumes were that bad that she refused to get off the train. And it was nicknamed the Black Country because of all the soot.
Nice. Wow.
But you go on holiday, if somebody, like, say you went to America or something, say, I live near the Black Country, straight away people think, I don't know if you could say that, but it's obviously, it's not got that sort of connotation whatsoever, but that's straight away what you think, isn't it?
We've got the Black Hills of, South Dakota. But it's because there's like really dark trees growing on all these massive hills, and it just looks.
There's some mountains on the Isle of Skye that are called the Black. What are they? Colvins or something? I can't remember. I'll look it up. But we've got some mountains that are called the Black Mountains. There's Black Mountains in Wales as well.
Yeah, don't they make bikes or climbing equipment or something?
That's,
I'm thinking something else. Anyway, we're rambling. Should we jump straight in? Because we've got quite a bit to talk about, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's time for In the Chains, the UK-based podcast for amateur disc golfers. Get ready for course reviews, disc reviews, and the latest news and updates from the disc golf world. Your hosts will also talk about their own progression and have a lot of fun along the way. And now, here they are, two Brits and one Yang. Let's get started.
Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of In the Chains. Op die Tibox van avond met mich is Thomas Bowen.
Guten Tag.
And, good guess, that's correct answer. And, Monsieur Joshua Birmingham.
What?
It was German. I said I was going to do it a while back and I thought, I'll try and, I couldn't remember what part I was going to say in a foreign language.
Can you bring Dennis up and ask if you said the right things?
He doesn't know
no,
German.
No, he does. He's half German. He pretends German. He does. He's half German.
What?
Yeah, no, he pretends he does, but when you actually ask him...
I called him out and he couldn't say a word, could he?
Well, what did you say?
On the tee box tonight with me.
Ah, nice.
Probably totally incorrect. Got more chance of Bowen pronouncing a name right in the news than that being correct.
The German language is really flawed, isn't it? Because each word is massively longer than it needs to be. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's quite a romantic language as well, I find. No. Don't you?
Oh, sarcasm.
So we'll do what we normally do. Josh, what you been up to?
I went to End of the Road Festival in...
What festival?
End of the Road.
End of the Road, yeah.
In Wiltshire.
It was in Wiltshire, not Dorset.
Yeah, fucked up.
What am I missing this? How come I don't know anything about this? Did we mention it on last week's show?
No, me and Josh spoke about a band playing...
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, I came out of retirement to work in the burrito truck for a weekend to make a little bit of extra cash and help them out. I think they were short on people. But yeah, I went down Friday and worked until, well, today's Monday, so I just got back. So 4 days. Is that right? Yeah. I can't even think anymore. I'm so tired.
I was going to say, how are you feeling? Knackered?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. Start at 9 a.m., you close at midnight, and then you have to clean everything up, basically. And then you go out for a couple of hours just to enjoy yourself, and then sleep on the floor in a tent.
Start it all over again.
Where'd you get the food from by the last day?
Well, we usually just get enough for the weekend and store it behind the truck. Because we have like a little covered kitchen area that we attach onto it. So you have like a sink, a bunch of shelves, and then a bunch of storage for like fruit and vegetables, and a fridge truck that holds all the like the cheese and sour creams and meats and all that good stuff.
It's quite nice. A big fucking thing to move then, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like the food truck is an old Citroen van, so they have to like tow it in. It doesn't even want to run anymore.
What do you mean? One of the ones with the shutter sides?
I don't know what it was originally, but...
No, but does it have like a flap that opens on the side, does it?
Yeah.
That is so hipster, it's so unreal. It's one of them fuckers, yeah?
Yeah, it's a 1969 or 1970.
That is so hipster. It is unreal. That is.
Yeah, we're drinking oat lattes and working in a burrito truck all weekend.
Kombucha. Is it kombucha? What did I drink? What are they drinking at the moment?
Kombucha.
Kombucha. Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. It was a fun festival. I saw the Pixies for the first time. They were good.
Who are the Pixies?
Yeah.
Just this little band from America.
Is it a woman? Is it a woman lead singer?
The guy and the girl sing.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a discussion on the way down to Essex, Josh, and you'll shake your head at this just as much as I did. But Bowen doesn't like music. He doesn't see the point in it.
I know.
No, I like certain songs.
No.
I'd rather listen to people talking. I'd rather listen to discussions. I'd rather listen to people explaining things than music. I don't know. I like music. There's certain songs I like. There's certain people I like. But I never just put music on at home. I'm always listening to something or watching a video on YouTube, or I'm not a music person. Like, I don't know what there is to get. Like, why? It's just... What else?
See, I'll always have music on at home.
Yeah.
If I do any sort of menial task, like washing up or something like that, I'll always have to put music on. It just, like, helps you get through it.
Yeah, it just makes the time go by quicker when you're doing something like that, doesn't it?
But would you put on music that you might not necessarily like? Just to give it a go.
What do you mean?
Like,
I listen to new music.
Oh, no, I don't. I can't do that.
But how do you... But you never... You weren't born liking songs. You had to try something new.
We have the radio on at work, and it's not a station that I choose to listen to. And sometimes I will...
What is
it? Radio 6. BBC Radio 6.
Okay.
And then sometimes I will have the radio on in the van. Normally I don't. Normally I'm listening to a podcast, or like, I'm not watching YouTube videos, but I'm listening to what's going on the YouTube videos, or I'm doing like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, I like podcasts, but definitely couldn't live without music.
Films or music, Josh?
Music.
Yeah, and me. What about you, Bowen?
That's the wrong question.
Because you're not really a big film person, are you?
Yeah. YouTube or music and films? YouTube, 100%. Like, I've got a TV. Like, I've got a TV that's still in its box. I've got a 50-inch TV that's still in its box in my lounge. I never watch TV. I watch sport. You can buy it off me. I watch sport, but I generally don't watch any TV. I'm just watching on my laptop, YouTube. I will put Netflix on, and I do Amazon Prime as well.
Do you pay for a TV license? What are you paying for that for then?
Because I watch BBC iPlayer.
Just jack it in.
Could do.
Oh, you watch iPlayer?
Every now and then. Apparently. Do you need a TV license to listen to the radio?
No.
No.
Even BBC radio.
The only thing you need a TV license for is to watch any live broadcast or iPlayer. All the other like video on demand services, like All Four, ITV Hub, all that sort of stuff. What about BBC
Sounds?
BBC Sounds, anything radio is fine. Okay. Anything audio. It's literally only any live broadcast, no matter where it comes from. So if you was to watch something live on YouTube, say because they show the Champions League final on BT Sports channel, free to air. If you watch that, you'd need a TV license for that. Yeah, but so it's any live broadcast or BBC iPlayer. Now we don't watch any of it, so we don't need one basically.
Do you have one?
No, we haven't had one for a few years. All we watch is YouTube, Netflix, and Amazon Prime.
What about
K watches Emmerdale on ITV Hub? That's the only thing we watch.
I watch YouTube. Like I've got YouTube Premium. It's the greatest. Like YouTube, and a lot of people boomers don't get this. YouTube, I love YouTube so much. Trying to explain to someone who don't know about YouTube, like it doesn't matter what subject you're into, you can find high quality, long videos about whatever subject you like.
Yeah. It's the best way to learn, you know, stuff for free. So many lessons on there, like, for anything.
Straight away, like, I mean, on the van I changed VW badge over from a silver one to a black one, just so it fits in with the van a bit better. And I was like, right, how do I take the old one off? Straight onto YouTube, had a look at a video of somebody doing it, got all the information, and it's like, as soon as I do any test like that I don't really know about, just Google it, YouTube it straight away, and so useful.
But then,
it's the best form of technology we have.
What's one of your favourite channels, then? Let's do a channel spotlight. What's one of your favourite channels?
I like Sorted Food.
I haven't seen that.
It's the one we watch quite a bit.
I don't really. Have a favourite channel.
If you want to watch a nutter Australian who does completely nutty things, I Did a Thing. And then
Oh, I've seen that one. They drop like bowling balls off.
No, the dam, not that one. Not that one. That's not I Did a Thing. That's How Ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did a Thing is really good. And another one is Niall Redd. He's an American who does science experiments, but like really dangerous science experiments. I'll tell you what he did. He turned and not always dangerous, but he turned, you know, the rubber latex gloves.
Yeah.
He turned latex gloves into a chili sauce through through chemical reactions. Genuine. That's Niall Redd. I Did a Thing and Niall Redd. There I used go. To like Mark Rober, so, but he sold out, he did. Have you heard of Mark Rober?
Yes. Yeah.
He sold out, so I don't like
him. He's a bit of a dork.
Yeah, I don't like him anymore.
Bowen. Yeah. What have you been up to?
Well,
oh shit, that was my question, wasn't it? Yeah, that's funny. We moved off there.
Spent all day yesterday, hungover. Finally felt comfortable and going. Bear in mind, my brother picked me up at 11 o'clock on Saturday night. I finally felt sober enough to go and pick my van up at 5:30 yesterday evening. My God. I stopped playing cricket at about 7:30. So between 7:30 and 11, I was steaming. I reckon I drank anywhere between 10 to 15 pints.
Jesus. Were you celebrating your one run?
No, it was just end of season. So everyone was just, we didn't get relegated. Everyone was out on the piss up.
Wait, is this like a real cricket team?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like some friends getting together.
It's like a camp, like a village or town.
Yeah, it's like a village club. But it's, I play, right.
It's not like at the same level as what you'd see on the telly. No, of course not.
But I play in the first team at the moment. I might not next year, but we've got like an ex-county player coming to play for us next year. Daryl Mitchell, who played in for Worcester for years, like real good player. It's not a bad standard.
Yeah.
It's not a great standard, but it's not like terrible.
Do you have any people that come watch?
Yeah, there's loads of people. Like, because it's...
Really?
Because it's quite a good community, like this club. There's probably 40 people there on Saturday watching.
All right. Now I see where the nerves are coming in.
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that...
Lack of ability.
No, because I've got the ability.
Oh, yeah, because you got the one run, didn't you?
Like, it's...
I thought I'd have a bite off that joke.
No, I dropped anyway. A catch off my own bowling as well. But he hit quite hard at me. And I got a hand to it and bounced.
Being as though this is a disc golf podcast, Josh, did you play any disc golf?
I don't think I played since last year.
Bowen? I haven't either. Let's do the news.
We haven't done what you've done. Duff.
Nothing really. I'm pretty quiet. Just been working, lads.
Oh, did you win? Did you win at the weekend? Did Liverpool win?
Nah.
Did you look? True. So?
Everton.
That's bad.
Arsenal got whooped by Man United. So you know the dream's over.
It was. Yeah. It was a good run whilst you were there.
6 matches.
Right, so before we do go to the news, let's have a quick word from our sponsor.
Since 2011, Upper Park Disc Golf has focused on disc golf bags and accessories with unique styles, innovative designs, and unmatched comfort. They use cutting-edge design techniques and durable outdoor materials with a lifetime guarantee, so you can focus on what really matters, keeping it in the chains. Whether you're a Bowen or a seasoned pro, Upper Park has the bag to fit your needs. Go to upperparkdiscgolf.com today and save 10% with our code INTHECHAINS10. Now back to the show.
Excellent. Right, over to...
Bowen's Fake News.
Right, the only real news I have this week was it was World Championships this weekend, wasn't it?
This weekend?
Just gone.
What? Disc golf world championship? Yes. Huh?
You know it was. And I don't get this because... Is it the proper world championships? Is this person crowned world champion? I know it's a major. Is it just the name of the tournament or is it the actual world champion?
No, it is the actual world champion.
Okay, fair enough.
However, like most American sports, like baseball, American football... They call themselves world champions just for winning the actual
But this is different
tournament
this
that is they're like playing. But
they're Europeans. But
exactly, I was going to say, yeah, exactly. You got people literally coming from all around the world playing it. So no. I was taking a piss out of the other sports who called themselves world champions.
Well,
but
yeah,
this one actually did have other people from throughout the world.
It's like one of those things though. Every sport has its like home, and like football, obviously, Europe. Baseball
and South America and Asia.
I just mean as far as like
and Africa
the pro level. As far as like the pro
everywhere level apart from North America.
Oh God.
It's the most played sport around the world, Josh.
I understand,
but when you're a pro footballer, you're probably going to move to Europe to play.
Yeah, granted.
If you're any good.
If you're a pro baseball player, no matter where you are in the world, Japan, Europe, wherever, you're going to move to the States.
Yes, agreed.
If you are at the top level. So it's like, in that way, they are still world championships because multiple countries are represented. But all the clubs are in the States for, like, baseball and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's an interesting one. But, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, I watched the World Championships on the phone behind the burrito truck, like, taking a break. And me and Simon watched the last, like, four holes live. We're, like, busting it all day. And he was like, oh, my God. He's like, I think they're, like, halfway through the final round. We kind of forgot. It was exciting.
Can I yeah, just say, yeah. I feel we had outside picks, didn't we? And you two both poo-pooed my pick. And I feel like a little bit of redemption because he came inside the top 10.
Yeah, did well.
Who was your pick?
Nate Sexton.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. He always does quite well at Worlds.
Who was your pick, Josh?
I had Corey Ellis. And he started out...
He did start all right. Yeah.
Where did he end up? But I'm looking. I can't see him.
I'll tell you. What?
Obviously, I imagine everybody listening to this, especially by Thursday, will have watched it or will have known the result. So I don't think it's giving anything away. But it just made me laugh on the first day. Because Tristan Tanner was leading, wasn't he? Out of the B pool. So Bowen obviously wouldn't have watched it because he doesn't watch anything. They had basically two pools, Bowen. So the top players, or what you'd consider the top players, were in pool A, and they played on Jones course.
I think they did.
And then and Paul B played Emporia. And then after the next day, the pools swapped over so that by the end of that one, they amalgamated all the top who were leading, because basically both pools had played both courses.
Okay.
But Tristan Tanner, after the first day, bearing in mind he'd played a different course, was leading from the B pool. Yeah. And they're doing like this new thing now on the Disc Golf Network, whereby they give like a win percentage. Did you see that, Josh?
No.
Yeah, they've got like a. It's like a presumably some type of algorithm.
They call it They call it WinVis, so that they'd have which team's going to win or if a draw, like percentage. So I know what there's an algorithm.
It's basically for betting purposes. Right, like,
you'd think so, but like obviously I don't think there's any markets open on disc golf, but it's is there?
Yeah, Vegas has numbers on
it. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
But it just made me laugh because it came up with Tristan Tanner, and it tickled Kay this time because it said less than 1% chance of winning.
How can they give anyone
this is what we said
when there's 100 people in the competition?
This is what we said. They had like Macbeth, who was like, I think, I don't know the number, but maybe he was like fifth or something like that, and they had him at like 36% chance of winning or something like that. But it just made me laugh that they had Tristan Tanner at less than 1%. It was like, cheers, guys. Well, I might as well pack in now. It's just a complete waste of 4 days because I've got no chance of winning. It's just a boggle. There must be logic behind it. It just seemed balmy to me that you could have a less than 1% chance of winning despite leading the tournament after a day.
That's exactly how I felt when I saw he was in the lead. I was like, this isn't happening. I'm not even going to get worried about it because, not that I don't like the guy, but to me, I don't know. I'd rather Paul win his sixth,
I kept up to date with it, and Aaron Gossage was leading it after the second or third day, was he? And that was a shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Although he's been playing pretty good, but yeah, I think it is a shock on that level.
Because, I mean, he hasn't even got a Tour Series disc. He hasn't got a signature disc or anything. With Discraft, so I imagine.
Was he with Discraft last year?
I'm not sure.
Can't remember.
I'm gonna say wasn't.
But I can imagine he'd probably get one next year now, I would have thought.
So for everyone that doesn't know, Paul Macbeth won with Aaron Gossage in second. Did that go to a... I didn't watch it. Did it go to a tiebreaker or a player?
It went to one hole playoff to 16, the one over the water, the island hole.
What?
And it was decided basically on the drives.
Oh, fair enough. But
yeah.
And then it was a three-way split for third between Tristan Tanner, Chris Clemens, and Matteo. So it's good to see Chris Clemens coming tied third, I suppose, isn't it, lads?
Yeah, yeah. He played really well.
How cool would it have been if Matty O would have won?
At one point in the finals, the final day, it looked like he was starting to make a bit of a surge, and I was thinking, he could do this, he could do it, and then he just sort of faded off again. Yeah. I was really disappointed with Calvin on the last day, because like, it was complete nothing from him, basically. Well, he
started five shots back or something?
Yeah, yeah, but it was like the last spot, I think, on the lead card. But like, he just, nothing was happening for him, and he was just a bit like, did you see Simon on the first day?
Because
he was on the feature card with Eagle.
He didn't have a good first day, did he?
Two of us. And it's the first day, he looks so dejected and like, what's the point? I'm not going to win now. And it looked like that almost from the beginning, really. He just looked really disappointed in himself and like frustrated. And that's how Calvin looked on the last day.
Yeah, that was my number one pick, and that did not go well at all.
No.
Simon was my pick as well.
Yeah.
Your mate did all right, though. What? Isaac Robinson.
Yeah.
He got tied 14th, which I think is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Out of 100 and something players.
So, yeah, it was... there were quite a few names that, like... Like, Ricky didn't do as well as he should have, did he?
No.
So, like, if you look at, like, some of the names, like, Cole Klein was down low, Simon Lazart, like, there were, Kevin Jones was low. There are quite a few people in the top sort of 20 you think, oh, I didn't expect to see them there.
But, I mean, we've got to say congratulations to Paul, because, obviously, winning
that
the sixth world title...
That pains you, doesn't it?
I don't. But I would say that...
And it should be seventh.
Why? Because of last year?
No.
The greatest throw of all time.
Anybody who watched most of the weekend, like, he didn't play particularly well, really. I mean, his sidearms were pretty decent, but the rest of his game, like, certainly his putting, he'd make putts, and you think, oh, he's hitting a bit of form now, and then he'd miss like what you'd consider for him dead easy one, and you'd be like, oh, perhaps he hasn't got it sorted.
And he still won.
And it's just like that the whole weekend, and he still won. Yeah, so. But it wasn't like.
In that last round, missed about three or four putts that he should have made and would have won.
All low as well, weren't they?
Yeah, which, you know, I can understand it.
Yeah.
You get five time chasing you down, and you're kind of not a nobody, but, you know, first time in that position.
That's
got to be the highest pressure situation ever, hasn't it?
Almost as much as when you're up to bat, Bowen.
Exactly. Exactly. Right, shall we talk about the women?
Yep.
I think we know who was going to... We already knew who was going to win, didn't we? Josh didn't want to say it because he wanted the American to win. But we knew who was going to win, didn't we?
I picked her to win.
You did pick her as well, to be fair. And it was...
Because I'm not an idiot.
Kristen Tatar... And she won by 8 shots, like she.
But, like, she was, like, the last few holes, she laid up as well. So, like, it was, realistically, it was probably slightly more than 8 shots.
Did I say Henna was my outside pick? I can't remember. I have a feeling I did.
I thought you said Evelina.
I said Evelina, yeah. Evelina came fifth. But Henna Blumros came second. And... Holland Handley came third.
Yeah, I think she is going to be really good next year. I mean, she already is good, but she's kind of a new name, I think. But she's a crusher, sounds like.
She's only been a member since 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an athlete.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, that was cool to see Kristen and Henna on top. Yeah, the Europeans are coming over and just... The girls got no chance when they're over.
Yeah. Yeah. I think... I think if Evelina was to be able to put, she's the only one capable of beating Kristen when she's on form, I think. But
what happened to Paige?
Yeah, because she was challenging, weren't she? Like after like the first or second day, she was up there, and then she just faded away.
Yeah, and was it the start of round three when she was playing with Kristen and. Kristen started like bogey par and Paige went like 2 under through the first three and like immediately caught her, and then as soon as she caught her she just fell back 10 strokes or something. It was weird
because realistically during COVID and before the European women were able to go over and compete, like Paige was pretty much winning every tournament, wasn't she? Then almost as soon as the women come over from Europe, you'd expect, okay, if Kristen comes over and she was winning, or Evelina comes over and she was winning, you'd expect Paige to be the next name below those. But she's not been. She's been dropping to 10th quite a lot.
She's still got fifth this week.
No, I know, but like I'm just saying in general, like she's not like the next name underneath those every time, which is what you'd expect. But like it feels to me like she's took like a bit of a confidence hit, like lost a bit of confidence. That's what it feels like.
Well, maybe she's got a bit of that like Paul Macbeth style where it's like, if I'm not first, I'm gonna be last trying to be first, you know, it's like,
yeah, possibly running
everything and yeah, who knows.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'd like to say congratulations to VVD as well. Top 20. She did really well. She came 18th.
Yeah, She had really good performances. She was climbing, had a really good round, and then like on two occasions, like, she was like 7 under or something like that. She picked up like a double bogey within like two or three holes to go sort of thing, and it almost ruined her score a little bit. But like top 20, I think she's got to be pretty pleased with that.
We have to blame you for one of them episodes, don't we?
I'm happy to take some sort of responsibility for it.
Do I explain to Josh?
Did you give her some unsolicited advice?
No. I commented on, I think, was it the first day? Yeah. How well she was doing, and that she was up to like, I think she was third, like,
wasn't the sort
the fit, yeah, like the feature card hadn't quite started, I don't think. But Vanessa was through like about 13-14 holes and she was third, and I was like, oh, Vanessa's smashing it. And then literally as soon as I put that, she picked up a double bogey and dropped to like 15th or something. I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said anything. So I do take a little bit of responsibility for that. But
you think she read it?
She doesn't
right away.
No,
she
I didn't
doesn't read.
I didn't
she
say it to her.
Yeah, he put it in the WhatsApp group, but
Vanessa is in, but
she doesn't look at her phone during championship during tournaments.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
So
it was the voodoo.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did really well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So sweet. So did you give us a top three?
Yeah, it was Vanessa. It was Tristan.
Henna.
It was Henna, and then it was how do you say her name? Holland. Holland Handley.
Holland, yeah. Kristen, okay, Henry. Brilliant.
Holland. Yeah.
Any other news, Bone?
Nah, no, nothing really. Yeah. Nah, that'll do, mate. Like,
you sure?
Well, there is one thing.
the thing that we was talking about before we started recording.
But I don't want to say anything and mess it up, so I'm going to pass it over to whoever wants it.
Well, we have an exciting announcement. The first annual In the Chains Unprofessional Open is coming your way, February 2023.
Yeah,
tell them what it is, Duff.
We've talked about it for a little while, about running like some form of tournament, and we're trying to figure out what would be sort of the best sort of way of going about it. And blimmin' heck, hear the rain? That'll be picked up on the microphone.
It ain't come over my way yet. Just hammering it down.
Did you have a storm
last night, by the way?
Yeah, but I didn't. We didn't wake up. We had the aircon on. We're trying to figure out the best format to run the tournament in. Now we've decided that we're going to make it a handicap tournament. So the way that it's going to work, just in a sort of brief sort of way, is there's only going to be one division. So everybody who's competing will be all in the one division. Each person competing will have a handicap. So that we don't mean you're gonna have to be partner up with Bowen or anything like that. What we mean is, you'll have a score which will obviously be deducted from your score, or depending on what your PDGA rating is. Or if you haven't got a PDGA rating, you're still able to play. It'll be based on other secret. A secret recipe.
Go and say what you've said three or four times to us, because I know you're dying to.
11 herbs and spices. you'll have some form of rating to make it fair, so that really, if everybody plays to the same level as they should, it'll be even scores across the board. So basically, it gives everybody a chance. So if you're playing in MA4 or FA4, you've got just as much chance of beating somebody who's playing in MPO or FPO, basically. Yeah. So it's all one division. Females, males, everybody's in the same division. Then obviously the rating will bring your score in line with how well other people have done, effectively. It's going to be at Quarry Park, because we felt like that was probably the easiest place for most people to get to. It's going to be relatively low cost, with every single penny that is made going into prizes. So there'll be no money taken out for anything, any other sort of any other purposes.
The only costs, go on, apart from prizes, will be for the venue, which Derek has kindly done us at a reduced rate, and I know a good portion of that goes to charity as well.
Yeah. I think it's about five pounds of it goes to charity. I think we're looking at around £22-23 to enter. And it'll be two rounds. We are gonna have it PDGA rated, so that will work slightly differently to the handicap. So you'll get your score, which will be based on the handicap rating. But then your actual proper score will be what PDGA rating comes from, if that makes sense. So it's, in terms of the tournament, the PDGA rating score doesn't mean anything. It's only the handicap score, which is what will get prizes.
You know, people to come and also receive a rating on the side.
We're hoping it's the first tournament of pretty much going to be the first tournament of the year. It's going to be a fun tournament, but it'll be a good way to kick off the season, won't it?
That's what we think. So obviously keep an eye out for that. We'll bring out some more details soon and be able to sign up for it and things like that. We just want it to be a fun day. And give everybody a chance of competing against other people, perhaps that they wouldn't necessarily compete against.
Have fun with other divisions, card groupings as well.
We find like there's a lot of people who go to tournaments and perhaps they're an MA3 player and they go to tournaments with an MA1 player and they never actually get to compete properly against each other, whereas this way that they can compete against each other, boyfriend and girlfriend compete against each other, all in the same division. So it should be fun. Go on.
Have we got any news on prizes that we can give away, or?
Well, like I said, all of the money raised will go straight back into prizes, and so there should be a decent amount of money in the prize pot, and we're hoping that we can get quite a bit of prizes. But obviously until we know numbers, we can't put an actual figure on that, but it should be pretty decent. And I think I said it was going to be a one-day tournament, two rounds, one day. That's that. Anything I've missed, Josh?
No, but I think it's going to be pretty generous on the prizes. Like, I think it's going to go pretty deep in the field of the top half of the field is probably going to get a prize, I would assume.
Yeah, something like that. There's going to be a lot of prizes.
And they're not
going to
be like crappy prizes either, are they? They're going to be half decent, we think.
Yeah. And maybe a trophy for the winner or something like that as well.
We were going to call it the Toilet Bowl, like the Super Bowl, but we thought maybe the Unprofessional Open had a better ring to it.
Well, I felt like, because I poo-pooed the Toilet Bowl, because I felt like it was a bit...
Yeah, of course you did. That's where it goes.
I felt like it might have been just, like, slagging people off who were playing. Either who were playing, or us, as in us doing it. So I thought the Unprofessional Open sounds a bit more like us, really.
We've missed our chance to have gold-plated... mini gold-plated toilet bowls as trophies.
Yeah, I was going to get my, that's what we were going to have. Brother to 3D print toilet bowls, but we can't do that anymore, can we?
Maybe we give that prize to the last place winner.
That'll probably... I haven't decided who's playing, because I imagine one of us won't be able to play, will we?
Or actually, hold on, it could be the iconic Portaloo right next to... Dell's disc shop.
We could
as
print some Portaloos.
What?
Or
did you mean take the Portaloo away with you?
Yeah. If you can, we'll donate the Portaloo to the last place.
Contents included or not?
A small fee. Okie doke. Yeah. So that's pretty much. So it's pretty exciting. We're pretty looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get a good sign up, and like I said, we'll put the sign ups out probably within the next month or so, I'd have thought, and try and get an idea of some numbers. So just keep an eye out for that on our socials, and obviously we'll put that out onto the British Disc Golf Facebook group as well.
It'll be fun, and if you're a open player that's like, well, why would I want to come to this handicap thing where I'm going to have the hardest time winning, basically. We'll have your rating. You can also, I'll just add this one small detail. We might have a side cash pot, and it's optional if you want to get in it for scratch scores. But it's just like you said, it's just about getting everyone together and kind of mixing up the field and just enjoying playing with different groups and different types of people, I think.
Starting the season off the right way.
Yeah.
And if we could organise it, and it's not a pay, it's not like a complete shambles. Imagine what the BDGA could do if they just gave it half a chance. I'm only messing. I've got a lot of support for the BDGA. It's a bit of a joke. I like to wind up. I have nothing against them. I'm just going to say that.
Right. Excellent. So, shall we... should we end it there?
A short one this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's no more news, is there?
Not really. Like, there's not really been a lot going on. How many more tournaments are left in the professional season? Because we're pretty much done over here, aren't we? We've got champs.
Yeah.
We got Maple Hills.
Hmm.
You've got the USDGC.
Yep, that'll be exciting.
You've got Green Mountain.
They were talking about Tristan Tanner being in the lead this weekend, and they said it was just really crazy because he hadn't even qualified for USDGC. But this tournament he did, so that was pretty cool for him.
Yeah.
Are we going to be enjoying our bi-weekly instead? We ain't going to have to do this every week soon.
You make that sound like it's such a chill.
Yeah, I can't wait.
He's the Iron Man. He's always here, so we've been taking breaks, so he's
over. I've never missed an episode.
Nah.
Well, we've all missed episodes like together, but I have never missed an episode where you two have turned up. Just gonna throw that out.
There you go. So, have a look at the shop. The shop's been open for a year now. So we're thinking about doing something for that. We're not sure what yet.
Congratulations is what you're meant to say, Duff. Like, congratulations to the shop.
Well, yeah, and thank you everybody who's supported us.
Thank you.
And brought something from the shop. Obviously, we want to try and carry on doing good discs at good prices.
About 3,000 discs.
Not quite. Just under. Oh, that was sold.
I don't actually know how many, to be honest.
No, I ain't got a clue either.
I've just made that number up.
But thank you everybody who supported us in the first year. Hopefully, obviously, if you can let other people know that we do the same discs at cheaper prices or better value prices, I always get told off for. We really appreciate everybody who's helped us in the first year, and hopefully we can continue to provide people with good discs.
We're gonna do something, aren't we, as a payback to people soon, aren't we? I think.
Yeah, we haven't fully decided what we're doing yet, so we're gonna have a chat about it, and we'll just keep an eye out. It's not quite a year yet, so it's relatively soon. So other than that. I haven't got anything else to add. Have you got anything else to add, Bowen?
No, I haven't.
Have you got anything else to add, Joshua?
Nope.
You look like...
congratulations.
I was going to say, you look like you're keen to say something. I don't know. You look like you're bursting to say something.
I'm always trying to think of something to say because I like the sound of my voice. I like to hear myself talk. But I don't have anything else to add other than I don't have anything else to add. So there you go.
Okay.
There we go. But next week, I will just add, next week, me and we will actually have some disc golf to talk about because me and Bowen are going to play with the Amside guys and Shane the Baron Condor. We're all meeting up.
Shane Baron the Condor.
it should be Shane the Condor Baron, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
So at least we'll have some sort of disc golf to talk about.
You don't work on a Friday, do you?
I don't work on a Friday. However, this Friday, my mom's in town.
That before we go, that is one thing I wanted to bring up. We are doing a video in a couple of weeks. So obviously, once that's recorded and we've edited it, we've got another video coming out. And I mean, I'm pretty happy with the format. It's a format that I've never seen anybody do with disc golf, and I'm pretty.
The concept.
It's my idea. And I'm dead happy with
the
it.
Concept,
so I think
it relies on one person to execute it properly, and that's what I'm worried. I'm worried it's going to be taken too far.
I just, you know. I think the format sets up for the Americans in this situation.
So we'll keep that under wraps for the time being.
Are we
being,
doing it as a team aspect?
No.
No, I think individuals.
Of course,
Josh,
of course you think it's set up for the Americans because the Americans are the best at everything, aren't they?
I mean, you guys don't do this one thing particularly.
It's kind of
a well known. Yeah, but you're like not the average.
So without giving too much away, we're pretty excited about that, and I think it's probably going to be, I think it's going to be our best video yet. So we'll obviously get that out to you as soon as we've recorded it. So yeah, other than that, that's the lot, I think. So we'll see you next week, and remember to keep it in the chains.
Keep it in the chains.
Keep it in the chains.
Thanks for listening to In the Chains. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel to view our round videos and course flythroughs. And hit subscribe there too. Until next time, keep it in the chains.